I started working with a mindset coach at the beginning of 2023, and I went to my mindset coach explaining to her that I wasn't seeking her out because I was trying to dig myself out of the trenches and this was my last-ditched effort at escaping pain. It was quite the opposite. I was going to her saying, like, my life right now is good. I am at a place where I feel like I can breathe for the first time in a very long time. And I have a lot of things on my plate that I once dreamed about and prayed for. But with all of that said, I still have this really relentless potential, force of potential, I guess you could say. It won't let up. And I don't understand it. I think I have an idea about what it means and what it is, but I just need more perspective and more help tapping into it to really get to the bottom of it. And for the longest time, I kept seeing this potential, like this untapped potential that I keep referring to as like this looming energy just dangling over me. And it just felt like it was constantly calling my name and constantly demanding of my attention. And so I was trying to explain that it's that feeling is separate from feeling like I don't have enough of what I'm doing right now, if that makes sense. And I read a quote in a book by Brianna Wiest. The book is The Pivot Year. And she explained untapped potential in such an intuitive light, or at least I think so. And she said that potential is a directional signal, and it is evident of a calling that you cannot escape. And so when it keeps coming back and it keeps popping up, it's not about not appreciating what you have or not having enough of what you have. Untapped potential is a signal that you can always have something in your life. And if you keep feeding that something and it doesn't satiate that feeling for you or that potential for you, you can never have too much of that. It's never going to satiate that feeling of, I need to tap into this potential. I honestly have no idea if I'm articulating this the way that I'm intending to articulate it. But long story short, untapped potential isn't about not appreciating what you have in the moment and not being thankful and grateful for what you have gotten yourself to. It's more so about looking at your life and saying, I could have limitless amounts of X that is never going to satisfy Y. Y being this untapped potential. And that really was like a light bulb moment for me, because I was like, kept coming back to this idea of like, is nothing ever good enough for me? Am I always going to want more? Is it just like, is that the underlying message here? But then when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, I resonate with that so, so much, because I truly do appreciate what I have. And I am not someone who feels like she needs more this, more that. I am someone who I chase feelings way more than I chase anything else. And when I say chase, maybe that's not the best descriptor to use, because I think that entails like an external energy or an external force. But really what I'm saying is like, when I chase, it's like something that I feel from within that's calling me to go outward. And so, yeah, I just kept coming back to this idea of like, am I just never going to have enough? Am I always going to want more? And after reading that quote, I realized that, one, I don't need to understand the fullest manifestation of this untapped potential that I feel, because at the end of the day, it's a directional signal and calling being called by it is honestly a privilege because not everybody feels this untapped potential and this external force that is really, really demanding of their attention. But also, the fullness of whatever that untapped potential looks like is something that I'm going to uncover inch by inch and over time. And it's blind to me now. It's so mysterious to me now because I'm not meant to see the fullness of it because I have not yet gotten to that point in my life where I could even fully understand what it would look like, even if I had all the pieces in front of me. So it's only really through continuously following it and being open to what it's telling me that I'm going to see what it really looks like at the end. And that's such a settling way to look at it and way more reassuring than like, what is this thing? I need to know what it is. That's really how I was looking at it. It was like, can you help me figure out what this is? More so, I was like, okay, let's see what the first step is, and let's see what the second step is. And you only get to the second step by taking the first. So how would I ever know what like step 100 is on step one? That I would be skipping everything in between. And obviously, I don't know what it means because I'm not even on the game board yet. So, long story short, I worked with a mindset coach at the beginning of this year, and one of my biggest, I had a few different kind of goals or objectives in mind while I was working with this woman, and one of them was to uncover what this potential is, and another one is something that I'm currently in the midst of, so which is moving to Europe, and I am so, I just know with the full extent of my consciousness and my heart that moving to Europe is not just about wanting to be in a different place and have a different lifestyle and travel and like discover new cultures, although that is such a pro or a benefit of traveling, and that's something that I really hold near and dear to my heart. I just can't help but think that me going to Europe is extending the fullest expression of what this potential really is all about. And it's kind of hard to explain that to somebody or to really articulate it because what I feel is not something that I can just hand you. It's not something that I can't take out this pulsating sensation in my body and rip it out and say, like, here, hold this and feel this untapped potential. It doesn't really make sense from somebody else's point of view. And so it can be diminished and it can kind of be looked, completely skipped over. But for me, it's really real. For me, it's really, really, really important and significant. I wouldn't restructure everything I know to be true for myself, move across the world, try to learn a new language, go to a city I don't know a single person in just because it feels fun. I mean, some people do that, and I think that I'm all for people making decisions based off whatever feels right for them. But for me, I'm super intentional about everything that I do, or most things that I do at this point in my life, and something that grave isn't just a trivial decision that I made, very frivolously. It's something that I put a lot of thought into. And at the end of the day, I would be doing a lot of people a disservice by not stating that I am so fucking sure that me going is me stepping into or stepping onto this game board. It's me. It feels like game piece number one. It feels like the beginning. And the thing about all of this is like I could get to the end of my time in Paris, whatever that may be, whenever that may be. And like the fullest expression of this untapped potential may never come to fruition. It may never be something that I can say, like, hey, I moved to Paris and I did X, Y, and Z, and that's what it came to be. Either it's an internal shift and awakening that I am really only going to be able to express and feel myself, or it's going to be that, like, Paris in and of itself, whether it's, you know, a year or 2 year, whatever it is the first move. And then there's another move after that. There's no timeline to this. There's no rule to this. There's no nothing to this. I just get to experience life and interact with these really large, forceful feelings in a way that feels right for me. And that might never ring true for anybody else. And it's not meant to, because if this were somebody else's dream or somebody else's goal, they would be doing it, not me. So I don't expect people to understand it. I don't expect people to agree with it. But what I think is most important for me is living life with conviction and showing other people that when you step into what feels right for you and when you continuously carve out your path, regardless of what everybody else around you is doing or what they say, you unlock parts of you that feel so much more authentic and so much more, it just feels so right. It just feels so fucking right. And I've said this before, and I'll probably say it a million times again. Being an authentic version of yourself, or the authentic version of yourself, is the hardest thing in the world to do and simultaneously the most effortless, which sounds completely backwards. It's an oxymoron. I'm very well aware of that. But there's no other way to describe it. Learning how to be you is really fucking hard, because a lot of times we've never really stepped into that before. I remember when I first started writing and publishing blogs on my website, I was scared absolutely shitless because I was showing up in a way that not many people had seen me before. They didn't know that I liked to write or that I was this philosophical and intellectual. I'm a very roles-based person. And when I say that, I mean, like, when I was in school, I was super studious. When I was at work, I was really professional. When I was with my friends, I was goofy, silly, and fun. And, like, I am somebody who plays off the energy of the environment that I'm in, and that elicits different sides of my personality. I'm super multifaceted, and it really depends on the energy and the people and the vibe and so many different things that bring out these different sides of my personality. But I had never really had a space before that I could show up and show this philosophical side. So it felt like almost everybody in my life was seeing something that they had never seen before. There were a few people that were privy to this side of who I am, but I was bearing it all. I was not holding back. I was finally free almost. And so that was really hard. But the more that I did it, the more I felt like it was effortless. And I've gotten to the point now where I don't think twice about something that I post in terms of, like, oh, how are people going to perceive this? How are people going to perceive me by reading this? You know, like, is this too much to bear? Now I'm like, this is my space. This is where I go to release things that feel really heavy on my heart for one reason or another. And you don't have to agree. You don't have to read it. You don't have to do anything. I literally curated a space for myself that I could go to so that I could publish things that felt comfortable for me. And I intentionally didn't put it on social media. And I intentionally didn't try to, you know, force down people's throats, because I was like, if this stuff resonates with you, you will come here on your own and you will find this. Obviously, I advertise when I post my blogs, and I do have an Instagram account now. But again, you could follow it or you don't have to. I didn't want to be like, it's totally separate from my personal Instagram, because my personal Instagram is like a conglomeration of all of me. And my blog Instagram is this space that I just feel so connected to on such a spiritual and transcendental level. And people who really resonate with it find it and they follow it or they interact with it. Or, you know, on the flip side, if they don't, they don't have to. So I really do think that being authentic is a work of art. It's a practice. It's a continuation of tapping into your courage and building your confidence. And I really just have to end this off and say, I think authenticity breeds versions of yourself that will show you the path forward, And by continuously carving out your path forward, you will uncover the potential that you felt at one point was so demanding of your attention. And in due time, it will be your reality. And you'll look back with 20/20 vision, as hindsight always does, and you'll be able to say, this was my journey.